Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You know, it's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Our producer, Leroy, might never shave again. He's a little upset at Gillette. Listen to this. So Gillette has a new commercial that's kind of tackling the whole Me Too movement. And they're facing a little bit of backlash over it. Let me play you a little clip of it right here.
We believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
To say the right thing, to act the right way. Some already are, but some is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay?
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Yeah, so the commercial, it shows a lot of different things. It shows, bullies chasing a kid through the street. It shows a woman walking past a couple dudes, and one guy's like, "Yo, what's up, baby?" It shows two kids wrestling at a barbecue, which is weird. Leroy, you said you were kind of like thrown off by it, right?
Yeah, I was a little thrown off, and I don't want people to mistake what I'm about to say, because I do get that the message is important, you know, and that things do need to change. But there were a few things in it, and one of them was, at one point, there are two boys wrestling, and then if you watch the video, they try to equate it to bullying.
Right, and I'm like,
wait a minute, hold up, wait, calm down for a second. I have boys of my own, and when they do that, sometimes they wrestle, sometimes they get up and they laugh about it, sometimes they're not, but I don't see that as that means they're going to grow up to be men that bully other people. It was like overkill. It was a little bit too much.
They tried to get too much into that commercial.
Yes.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, but don't you think, like, and this is, it's so ironic to me that all of these people that I see on the Gillette Facebook page are so up in arms about this video because these are the same people that are going around and saying, "We're too sensitive nowadays. Everyone's so soft." So why are you taking such offense to this video? They're just trying to send a positive message. They're not saying all men are bad. Mm-hmm. All they're saying is, let's just be better in all aspects of life. That's all it's really trying to say. TheBestMenCanBe.org. They're trying to promote their website. Okay, there you go. Why are we so sensitive about it?
I don't think any good man would disagree with the concept and the idea.
Right.
It just went a little too far, just a little too extra. Another one, and I might be getting trouble for this one. I really don't understand.
Here we go.
But at one point, a guy said something to the effect of like, "Hey, sweetie."
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when I go to, let's say, Dunkin' Donuts or whatever, I'll go to make my order, and the young lady, let's say, will say, "Hey, how you doing today? What would you like, sweetie?" I don't get
offended. Feel like she's...
And so as a woman, Melissa, why do women get offended by that?
I mean, I can't speak for all women. I think that in some cases, women that if they're called sweetie or honey or baby, it's kind of like, I'm trying to think of the word for it.
For me, it depends on how, you know, who's saying it and how they say it, I guess.
Right. And it's like some women, too, don't like the word ma'am. Mm-hmm. It's just everyone's personal opinion and personal choice of what they like and don't like. It's like just, I don't know. Personally, I'm not offended by it. Right. So I can't answer for that.
You don't feel like
women,
that old lady that's calling you sweetie could, you know, sexually assault you or take advantage of you.
It doesn't cross my mind. It doesn't bother me at all. And I'm not saying it should. It shouldn't bother women. I'm trying to understand on that part. But there are men like me who, when we say things like that, we don't mean anything by it. But then you see it in the commercial.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're a bad dude for doing
it. Well, that's what it is. It's like, it's a commercial targeted towards men. And, a lot of men, it's almost like implying that all men are like this. Mm. And it's like, bro, I just want to shave. Leave me alone.
Romero's like, I'm still going out and buying that razor. What's the name of that razor you like?
The Mach 3?
There you
Listen,
go.
I, like I said, you know, I had a few issues with the commercial, but I'm still going to get that damn Mach 3.
Right. Stop being so sensitive. Right. That's what everybody keeps saying. Like Don't I said, be so sensitive.
Melissa, I have sensitive skin, and that's why the Mach 3 Turbo. You know what?
Thank you. Need to moisturize,
you know,
my
Gillette,
friend.
Thanks for calling me a piece of trash, but you reminded me that I'm out of razors and I need to order some new ones.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.